რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
წერდება ჩვენი გადაცემა, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. აფხაზეთის თვითგამოცხადებული რესპუბლიკის პრეზიდენტი ალექსანდრ ანქვაბი გადადგა, მან გამოაქვეყნა თავისი მიმართვა აფხაზეთის ხალხისადმი, რომელშიც წაიკითხავთ მოგმართავთი მოვლენების გამო, რომელთა შედეგები აფხაზური სახელმწიფოს ბედისთვის დამღუპველი შეიძლება გახდეს. ანქვაბის შეფასებით 27 მაისს მოხდა პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციის, მთავრობის და სახელმწიფო ტელევიზიის შენობების ძალით დაკავება. ის ამ თავის მიმართვაში წერს, რომ მოლაპარაკება ოპოზიციასთან არ მოხერხდა, რადგან პოზიციები მათ შორის ძალიან განსხვავებული იყო. ამ თავის მიმართვაში აფხაზეთის ხალხის მიმართ ანქვაბი წერს, რომ ხელისუფლებისთვის ბრძოლაში იოლია დავკარგოთ ის, რაც ჩვენთვის ასე მნიშვნელოვანია, წმინდა სასიცოცხლოს სივრცე აფხაზეთიო. ანქვაბი თვლის, რომ პრეზიდენტის სიცოცხლეზე თავდასხმების უკან განან ძალები, ისგენ ძალები, რომლებიც ოპოზიციას უჭერენ მხარს. ამის მიუხედავად, თუმცა ის წერს, რომ სახელმწიფო გაატრიალების ერთ-ერთი ამოცანა ტერორიზმში ბრალდებულების განთავისუფლებაა, ის ამ მიმართვის თანახმად გადადგა. ქვეყანაში სტაბილურობის შენარჩუნების მიზნით აფხაზეთის რესპუბლიკის კონსტიტუციის 65 მუხლის თანახმად. ალექსანდრ ანქვაბი თვითგამოცხადებული რეგიონის მოსახლეობას მოუწოდებს სიმშვიდისკენ და ახალი არჩევნების ნორმალურ ვითარებაში ჩატარებისკენ. ჩვენ ვიტყობინებოდით იმის შესახებ, რომ თვითგამოცხადებული რესპუბლიკის პარლამენტის ოპოზიციურმა ნაწილმა უკვე დაადგინა ამ რეგიონში ვადამდელი საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების ვადა, აგვისტოს ბოლოსკენ უნდა შედგეს ეს არჩევნები, რომლებზეც თავის ამ წერილში ლაპარაკობს ალექსანდრ ანქვაბი. საერთაშორისო ინფორმაცია. შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრი ჩაკ ჰეიგელი ჩავიდა ავღანეთში, მან იმედი გამოთქვა, რომ მორიგებამ თალიბანთან, რასაც მოხვა ამერიკელი სერჟანტის ტყვეობიდან გამოხსნა, შეიძლება ამერიკა მიიყვანოს ავღანელ მეამბოხეებთან შერიგების საქმეში გარღვევასთან. სერჟანტი ბერგდალი 5 თალიბ პატიმარზე გაცვალეს, მორიგებას შუამავლობდა კატარის ამირა. ჰეიგელი ავღანეთში სერჟანტის ტყვეობიდან გათავისუფლების შემდეგ ერთ დღეში ჩავიდა. უკრაინამ განაცხადა, რომ რუსეთმა უნდა აღიაროს მისი ახლა დარჩეული პრეზიდენტი პეტრო პოროშენკო 2 ივნისამდე, როცა გამართება გაზის თაობაზე და სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკება კიეველი, მოსკოველი, ასევე ევროკავშირელი ოფიციალური პირების შეხვედრა. კიევის მერად არჩეულმა ვიტალი კლიჩკომ კიევის დამოუკიდებლობის მოედანზე შეკრებილებს განუცხადა, რომ ის ძალას არ გამოიყენებს საპროტესტო ბანაკის ბინადართა წინააღმდეგ, როცა მოვალეობის შესრულებას შეუდგება. მედიის ცნობით, კლიჩკომ მიმართა რამდენიმე 1000 ადამიანს, რომლებიც მოედანზე შეიკრიბნენ და დაშლა არ სურთ, რადგან ისინი თვლიან, რომ უკვე ახალმა ხელისუფლებამ, პროდასავრულმა მთავრობამ რეფორმები უნდა გაატაროს. საფრანგეთში დააკავეს ბრიუსელში ებრაულ მუზეუმში 4 ადამიანის მკვლელობაში ეჭმიტანილი ადამიანი. ფრანს პრესი იტყობინებოდა, რომ მარსელის სადგურზე საფრანგეთის 29 წლის მოქალაქე დააკავეს, რომელსაც კალაშნიკოვის სისტემის ავტომატი და პისტოლეტი ჰქონდა. 24 მაისს ბრიუსელში ებრაულ მუზეუმში სროლის შედეგად 4 პირი მოკლეს. გაერომ გავრცელა ცნობა იმის თაობაზე, რომ ერაყში მაისისთვის განმავლობაში 800 ადამიანი დაიხოცა ძალადობის შედეგად. ეს იყო ყველაზე სისხლიანი თვე 2014 წელს. ირანში დღეს ჩამოაღრჩვეს გოლამრეზა ხოსრავის სავაჯანი უცხოეთში მოქმედ ოპოზიციურ დაჯგუფებასთან კავშირის ქონის გამო. ირანს საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობა მოუწოდებდა შეეჩერებინა განაჩენის სისრულეში მოყვანა სავაჯანი, დასაჯეს იმის გამო, რომ ფული შესწირა დაჯგუფებას, მემარცხენე რადიკალურ ორგანიზაციას მოჯაჰედინ ე ხალკს, რომელიც ისლამურ მკაცრავად რესპუბლიკას ებრძვის. ფიფას მაღალი რანგის წარმომადგენელმა განაცხადა, რომ ის მხარს დაუჭერს ახალ კენჭისხრას, რათა შეირჩეს 2022 წლის მსოფლიო თასის გათამაშების ადგილი, თუ კატარის გამო ბრალდებები კორუფციის შესახებ დადასტურდა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. რადიო თავისუფლების პროგრამა გრძელდება საქართველოში 19 საათი და 5 წუთია.
In Russian we say: лучшая музыка, музыкальный микс голоса Америки. Everybody says the world's best variety, the Away Music Mix.
Will you tape it?
A very different acoustic cafe starting up right now. I'm Rob Reinhart, your host. And for the next 2 hours, great new acoustic music, including a fun new song being created at South by Southwest by a Brooklyn punk rock band. Oh, yeah. Plus two in-studio guests, both separately and together.
I enjoy what I've written. I'm not afraid of my body of work. I feel like I'm a part of an era that was like Stevie and Marvin and Chaka.
This hour, we'll be joined by 8-time Grammy-nominated R&B singer, Ledisi. Hailing from New Orleans, her latest album is called The Truth. And recently, she also appeared as one of the many guests on a Grammy-winning album called Black Radio, which was the work of one Robert Glasper.
I didn't want it to be my vibe. And my vibe, plus my vibe, equals, you know,
equals more of my vibe,
you know what I mean?
Robert is arguably reshaping the world of jazz right now with his combination of hip-hop, soul, and so much more. He was on tour with Ledisi this spring, and later this hour, we are going to hear them perform together and chat with us as our in-studio guests on Acoustic Cafe. First up, it's Billy Joel, who just turned 65 a couple of weeks ago. He hasn't released an album of songs since 1993. But continues to write new music of all sorts, and now he is doing a monthly residency at Madison Square Garden until the tickets won't sell anymore, he says, which, judging from the first year's worth of ticket sales, will be a long way off. A great interview with Billy is featured in the current issue of American Songwriter, by the way. He is on the cover. Here's an early demo of a song called Miami 2017 on Acoustic Cafe.
I've seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State laid low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn. The island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove us underground, but we went right on with the show. I saw the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the ruins at my feet. You know, we almost didn't notice it. See it all the time on 42nd Street. Churches up in Harlem, like in that Spanish Civil War. The flames are everywhere, but no one really cared. It always burned up there before. I saw the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the mighty skyline fall. The boats were waiting at the Battery. The Union went on strike. They never sailed at all. They sent a carrier from Norfolk and picked the Yankees up for free. They said that Queens could stay. They blew the Bronx away and sank Manhattan out at sea. Thank you. night on Broadway. That was so many years ago, before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive to tell the world about the way the lights went out. Keep the memory alive.
I shuffled through the city on the 4th of July. Had a firecracker waiting to blow. Breaking like a rocket, it was making its way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue Way. Had a tart on the corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold. I've been broken up and busted up since. And love won't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so I better shake that thing right out the door. Hell, I still love you, New York. Found myself a picture that would fit in the folds of my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed I didn't lose it on the roof of the place. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. And every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets, and you could hear from inside. I used to take the subway out in Houston and Third. I would wait for you and I'd try to hide. And love won't play games with you anymore if you don't want them to. The world won't wait, and I watched you shake. Yeah, but honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you though, New York. Christmas in the blistering cold, in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep the overhead low. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. This I left before I had to go. And love won't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so we better shake. I'll always be thinking of you. I'll always love you though, New York.
Adams doing a piano version of New York, New York, live in our studios a couple of years ago. We started out with Billy Joel doing an early demo on piano of Miami 2017. And both of those artists are featured in the current American Songwriter issue. Billy Joel's on the cover, and then they also delve into the New York City scene as it exists today, and then have a list of quintessential New York songs, and they count that song from Ryan Adams on their list, which was originally on his album called Gold. There's a band from Madison, Wisconsin. Their name is Fox, P-H-O-X. It is actually a septet, and they all live together in the same house when they aren't all out on tour together. And they've just released a self-titled debut. Let's listen to the song called In Due Time from Fox on Acoustic Cafe.
In due time, if I keep myself intact, I couldn't wave to you through windows or drive past. Made a good impression, my dear, all of my lessons. So I'll flee before I'm erasing the likely past. And for years to come in the mornings, you may think I'm the best thing that you almost had. In due time, if I gain some self-respect, I could smile upon the day that we first met. But I made some swift revisions through whiskey-blurred visions, and I promise not to ever, ever look back. In the years to come, in the mornings, you may think I'm the best thing that you almost had. Come to think of it, though, how I would like to see you now. But I couldn't face a day that you would say, my dear, I'm checking out.
More than you know, I carry this upon my back always. If you've fallen, I will put you back. I do love you, but it's just a fact. The history of a cheating heart is always more than you know.
Is finally out with his own solo album. He's never released a solo disc, but Damon Albarn finally has one. It's called Everyday Robots. From that, we heard The History of a Cheating Heart on Acoustic Cafe. Sounds a bit like Robin Hitchcock on that, to tell you the truth. Before that, a band that doesn't sound like anybody I can name right off the bat. Fox is the name of the band, P-H-O-X. We heard the song that closes their self-titled debut called In Due Time. And just ahead, it's our first of two in-studio guests on the program this week. The singer, songwriter, actress, Lettucey.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
It's two amazing talents this week on Acoustic Cafe. And this hour, we'll talk with the first of them, songwriter, singer, and actress, Lettucey. Lettucey started a band in the mid-1990s, but launched her solo career in 2000 with an album called Soul Singer, The Revival.
People keep asking about this glow I seem to have, cause I'm just not the same.
Since launching that solo career, Lettucey has picked up 8 Grammy nominations, all of them in R&B categories. But Lettucey is really a soul singer that comes from the jazz tradition and the great singers of the last century, like Stevie Wonder or Chaka Khan. In March of this year, Lettucey released her 7th album, which is called The Truth. Truth is a deeply personal record chronicling a breakup and the process of moving on. Lettucey is the type of singer who doesn't go for studio trickery and vocal fixes. She doesn't need them, as you'll see when she performs live a couple of songs with our other guest this week, Robert Glasper. One of those Grammy nominations was for a song she wrote with Robert on his Grammy-winning album called Black Radio. But first, let's talk with Lettucey about The Truth, her latest album on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, you know, when you get into a title like that, I mean, it is... The truth.
The truth, yes.
But it's that sort of the universal truth, although it can be. It's the truth about you, a relationship, the ending of that, the growth and renewal that comes with that. And it's raw. That has to be someplace where you have arrived in your songwriting to get that raw, that honest.
Yeah. I kind of was evasive in the beginning. Being evasive of really going there. That's why I went through 30 songs total to get to what you hear now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was tough. I mean, 88 Boxes and the title track, The Truth, those are hard songs to even live. I'm like getting used. We're on our 5th gig on the tour and I'm still like, wow, I have to sing this live. And it's just as powerful as when I first sang it in the studio.
So. See, I was going to ask, though, is there a line where you say anything over this line is just TMI? Like, I'm not I'm not going to expose that. I'm not going to do that.
Wow, that's never been me. I've never been one to hide and play it safe. I've always been the weird eyeball that can come in a room and look a certain way and then sound another way and then go another place that you go, wow, she even went deeper than we expected. If I'm not honest with my music, then I'm not being honest with myself. That's the audio journal of life for me. Even when I'm writing about other people in my songs. But this, I had to go there. You can't call it the truth and not be, like you said, raw, I mean, and honest. And the response has been amazing. And it's not all sad, which is great. But these songs in particular, it was the first time I had to turn off the lights on 88 Boxes and say, can you guys turn the lights off? I can't sing this song in front of you. I've never been that kind of artist. So it pushed me to my limit that I thought I won't be able to get this out.
I was trying to pretend that the end wasn't coming, prolonging the inevitable. In love with what used to be, you loved yourself much more.
I mean, I'd just written it and then, okay, let's lay it. And then the truth came at 3 a.m. in a small hotel in New York. And I'm like, I got it. I think I know what the song is that I've been holding on to and being just avoiding it like the plague. I was like, sure, I'm not going to tell this. And I had to. And then it became the title of the album.
Like a hurricane without warning. Sunday morning, had to face the truth. The truth about me and you. Oh, baby.
Because you talked about evasive behavior in writing these songs. As a younger writer, would you have done things to evade the truth of any given song?
I would have made it more general.
Okay.
And focused on someone else's relationship. That's my cheating way of trying not to put myself in it. And that's not, to me, this is the closest to being my greatest self. I'm still working on it. But right here, it's like, wow, this is the really good stuff. It requires you to be fearless and open. And I didn't want everybody knowing my business. It just came out that way.
And even if I tried to stay, it wouldn't change. I don't want to be lonely. Don't want to spend a
There was one song I wanted to ask you about. It's fascinating, and it's called Can't Help Who You Love.
Yeah.
Where did that one come from?
I heard the hook. It was written by Stacey Barth and Chrisette Michelle. They only wrote the hook. Jerry Wonder said, Rex wanted me to play you this hook. The hook is great. I don't know what to write on it, but I'll go back to my room, and it's the first time I'm writing with Jerry Wonder. So I wrote everything else. I didn't write the hook. And he said, really? That's what you're going to talk about? I said, well, yeah, you fall in love with who you fall in love with. And there's no control over what happens. Your heart just says, I want this person. And you become stupid. You're just like, I just want to love on that person. I want them. I don't care, you know. And you lose your mind, basically. I freely love who I love, and that's it. I can't explain it. And when you do tear away, it's the most painful thing ever.
Everyone has their own vision of love. At the end, the heart controls where you end up. Without you, I feel incomplete. I lose days. They say you're not good for me. Who cares what they say? Who you love? Yeah. Can't help who you fall in love with. You can't help who you love. The heart's just got a frame of its own.
Who You Love, a song that you will find on the new album, which is called The Truth. We're discussing that album this hour on Acoustic Cafe with the first of our two in-studio guests this week, Ledisi.
The Truth gave me this opportunity to go back and compare care.
Now,
yeah. Wait a second. Now,
I can't wait. This is interesting.
It wasn't a critical thing. No, I'll tell you what really jumped out. First of all, the fact that you set a very high standard for yourself early on as to what, like, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about being the younger writer that you were.
Right. I live off of my naturalness. And I don't know if that's a word, but I move naturally. And if it feels like something that relates close to me or to regular people, I'm gonna say the stuff that people don't want to talk about. It's gonna be positive and negative. And every time I always talk about a light at the end of it. And it has to be natural. Only thing I'm worried about as I get older is, man, I hope I can still hit these notes at 70 or if I'm going to be able to move around like that when I get older. But other than that, I enjoy what I've written. I'm not afraid of my body of work. I love the mixing of genres and the playoff of words and my quirky overly ad-libs or less ad-libs or my hollering and screaming with a blues guitar to back to jazz to R&B. I feel like I'm a part of an era that was like Stevie and Marvin and Chaka, where they got to play around with music more. And I just want this generation to know that they can do it and remind the older generation, remember, you did it.
And which brings me brilliantly to the next point. You're out on tour and you're here today with Robert Glasper.
Yes.
And, you know, you did a song with him, co-wrote a song on Black Radio. But hearing you talk about working in so many different genres, this is the perfect guy to be on tour with.
He's amazing. Robert Glasper is our monk of today. He's like that rebellious little guy that's in the corner because he's quirky and he's smart and intelligent but understands hip-hop and R&B and jazz and can fit in like me. He's the nerdy guy that wants to kind of fit in but will do whatever to make it work. We were on the club scenes making it work, you know, and what you hear now, he's been doing that for years, but taking it to another level. And to be able to work with him is just like my friend, one of my good friends, and not only that, but a brother.
When you get to work outside of that structure, the structure that you usually work within, you know, the song structure.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it in your voice. It's thrilling. It's exciting rather than scary. I like, this is not a scary thing for you, right?
That's what jazz to me, and not even jazz, but music should be. I love song structure because it's discipline. But when you can go outside of the music and create colors and paint, that's why I love hearing Robert, where he's going to go, and he'll ad-lib. He plays like a singer to me. He'll ad-lib with me, or then I'll ad-lib to what he does, and sometimes I stay out the way because you're going to get ran over. It's like, it's just amazing painting colors, and that's what music is about to me. I miss that. I wish we did it more in R&B, but I do it live. I save it for the show. That's what the producers would say. Save it for the show. And so when we're on the show, I do what the heck I want to do. And to be able to do that with Robert, it reminds me of the days of the people we grew up listening to, like Monk and Miles, and they were unrestricted. If we didn't have them, we would not have what we have now.
But it's alright. Living day by day, I feel so used, and that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. And it's alright, it's alright, alright. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else, but even it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile and your embrace. I'm alright, I'm alright. Yeah, life can bring us through many changes. It's alright, it's gonna be alright. People come and they go, that's just the way that it goes. It's alright. Sometimes the rain, it makes me sad, but it's alright. Some things in the world, they make me mad, but it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one. It's alright, it's alright, yeah. I wish I had some money to pay my bills, yeah. I can't even buy a dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing, loving him is everything. And I'm alright, yeah. Life can bring you through many changes. Don't give up. People come and they go. Oh, yeah. And that's the way that it goes. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. 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 All right.
Odyssey song goes back to 2007, an album called Lost and Found. But that performance of All Right was done live in our studios. It was Odyssey performing along with Robert Glasper Experiment. And in the second hour of the show, we are going to visit with Robert Glasper and hear more from Odyssey and Robert Glasper Experiment. So stick around for that. Odyssey's latest album is called The Truth. You will find that on the Verve Records label. And you can find us online at at ACAFE Radio. If you use Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, you'll find all through our regular website at acafe.com. And there are also links to our archive segments of all the songs we're doing at South by Southwest and the guest portions on the program. If you would like to catch those, just click on the Listen tab. All of that at acafe.com. And coming up, it's another USA Songwriting Competition winner from 2013, plus Johnny Swim and Richard Buckner reissued and live here.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. At this time each year, we are sponsored by the USA Songwriting Competition, which also gives us an opportunity to tell you a couple of things. One, they are in their 19th year. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to songwriting.net. And two, we get to look at some of the winners from last year's competition. And as we look at 2013 in the folk category, the first prize winner was a guy who has won an award or two before. In fact, he is a multi-Juno award-winning artist in Canada. His name is David Francie. This song comes from an album called Skating Rink. It's Broken Glass. The first prize folk category winner in the USA Songwriting Competition for 2013 on Acoustic Cafe.
Saw you standing in the cafeteria line, I'd have given the world just to make you mine. Saw you at your locker in the high school hall, and didn't take a minute for my heart to fall. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. Saw you on the bus on the way back home. You were sitting so pretty, sitting all alone. Couldn't think of anything much to say, except I'll love you forever till my dying day. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. In the darkness to Abbey Road. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound with the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. Showed me a
hey. Quit your whining, your bloodshot crying, faking like you're dying, never pays. Just go home, you need you some home. Boy, you need you some home. Her name was Peggy Sue, and her daddy hung the moon. In her eyes, he could do no wrong. But then he started drinking, like there's a message in the bottle. Now daddy's painting Peggy black and blue. She closes her eyes through the hero's demise. Holds to a hope beyond the sky. She takes a breath. Weight comes off her chest. She finds a way to weather through the storm. She cried out, home, I need me some home. Oh, I need me some home. I found myself on a train to California at 25 years of age. Beside me was a lovely rose, a wanderer. Two's always better, they say. So we made our plans. She gave me a hand. We ain't got no time for looking back. I was bruised and beaten, lost for many reasons. Only love would make you understand. Understand. Home. Oh, I love me some home. Oh, I love me some home. Hey. Yeah, I love me some home.
We've been telling you about that duo since their EP, which came out last year. And now their full length is ready to go in about 10 days or so. It's called Diamonds, from the band Johnny Swim. Johnny Swim is actually Abner Ramirez and his wife, Amanda Sudano Ramirez. And as I say, the two of them had an EP last year, and now comes the full-length statement. We just heard the song called Home. Before that, the USA Songwriting Competition folk winner for last year's competition, which was the 18th annual. They are wrapping up the entries for the 19th annual right now. We heard David Francy and his song called Broken Glass. Well, going back about 20 years, there was a guy who put out an album independently about 1994, and it became one of the touchstones of the then brand new No Depression movement, or alt-country movement. The guy I'm speaking of is Richard Buckner, and they have gone and reissued that 1994-95 release, which was called Bloomed. As a matter of fact, this is the second time the album's been reissued. It also came out in 1999 again. But on this time around, there is a bonus disc with material that was not on Bloomed, but was recorded right around the same time. Let's listen to one of those bonus tracks, because Richard was always one of our favorites here. This is The Last Ride on Acoustic Cafe.
Gone somewhere in Texas, where the cars can run all day, with the doors on the garage shut up, and with his wife and daughter away. Well, he didn't know much misery, but there was plenty of time to learn. So with his foot on the pedal, he wonders about her. Do you hear that dream a-coming? And do you feel that mighty moan? Spill burned and paling in the memory and skin and bone. Well, once he loved her truly, but twice he wasn't sure. Will she be home by morning? He wonders about her. And it's down, demon, down. You put that bottle back between your horns. Tonight we'll sleep on the years we made. Then I'll sleep a little more. Stranded, he was all and had by her eyes. So now the motor turned him over for the drive of his life. But as he figures out his turnaround, he doesn't say a word. He just wonders how much longer he'll wonder about her. Yeah, the penner's almost burned down. And I've been stunned and I've been turned. I've been undone and burned. I saw you as the answer to years of blue and wonder. But your voice shakes me through. And you don't know what I might be. You haven't seen the worst of me. But when your eyes move up, I'm silent. Put your arms around me, dear. Pull your mouth on up to mine. What's that word? Honey, I forget sometimes. It's the one that means the love has left your eyes. I'm thinking now when I first knew I was lying with a stranger. You were curled up with a paper in your little summer room. The telephone was pouring blue. And honey, when I hung up with you, I was sick and sad and wished I had just a kiss to bring you over. So put your arms around me. Your mouth on up to mine. And what's that word? 'Cause I forget sometimes. It's the one that means the love has left your eyes. To you, I remember words that were said inside and written. But I hear things, you know. I hear the Bible broke us down. Not a word from you yet. There's things that even drunks will never forget. Yeah, put your arms around me, dear. And pull your mouth on up to mine. And what's that word? Honey, I forget sometimes. One that means love has left your eyes. Yeah, you put your arms around me and pull your little mouth on up to mine. And what's that word? Honey, I forget sometimes. It's the one that means love has left your eyes. That means that love has left your eyes. The love has left your eyes. The love has left your eyes.
Back about 18 or 19 years for that performance from Richard Buckner, live in our studios, doing a song called Blue and Wonder that was recorded really on Richard's first trip outside of Texas where he was living around the time he issued an album called Bloomed. And then before that performance of Blue and Wonder, we heard a song called The Last Ride, which comes from a bonus 20th anniversary reissued of the album called Bloomed from Richard Buckner. And next hour on Acoustic Cafe, it is another brand new song done at the Subway Sessions at South by Southwest this year. A classic cover from Kelly and Bruce and more from this hour's guest, Ledisi, and next hour's guest, Robert Glasper Experiment.